has, it comes from a very local source. And that can be a shopkeeper, it can be somebody who works at a hospital, a police officer, a church newsletter. And a lot of time that source of the story, we wouldn't credit, it would just be, that would be well the start of it, and we would then develop a story, find other sources, balance it, write our own headlines, and do the extra bit of work. So that was something which reporters were just used to doing. But I think what we've tried to do in the Birmingham Mail, at least, is re-educate our newsroom to a certain degree and let people know that that really isn't acceptable anymore, especially online, where the etiquette is different. We've got to start respecting bloggers and the work they do and giving them credit for the work, which essentially we quite often take from you ourselves and put online. So we approached my boss, David Higgison, and myself approached various different people, including Paul Bradshaw and Mickey, kind of took some advice on things we should be doing. And they're quite simple things, really, but it's things which, over the last year, I've tried to drill into the newsroom. Some people have got it, some people haven't got it, but essentially it's if we use somebody else's work or they've helped us with a story, that we give them a shout, we tell our readers that we've had help on the story, we'll link back to the story online, we'll include the URL or the blog name in the story and try and share the credit for it. We're doing that more and more, that's what the spread's about. Trying to be honest about where we're getting that news from. We're quite vocal about it in the paper on the Tuesday supplement, and when there's a lead in the main part of the paper, we try and make a point at the bottom of the story as well that this is a website where you can find out more. So that's kind of where we are and kind of how we're trying to overcome that problem. And it's worked in some instances. I've already mentioned already the stuff that's on the walls, but if you look at the article that goes alongside the "Is this nuclear waste in Grub?" As well as quoting Dave, we've also linked to his blog and mentioned the blog in the red, as you can see, three paragraphs down on the walls. The MP hits out of the nuclear waste train. That red paragraph is the paragraph we've highlighted that is giving the credit to the Bournemouth Village blog. So it's something we're trying to do. And it's worked well, and that story caused quite a stir online, like I've already mentioned. But we've also worked, we've also seen stories from the Your Communities partnership go national as well. The one on the wall you can see with a man standing next to a car, which looks like it hasn't got any road underneath it. That's Keith Lineker's blog in King Standing, and he's the councillor. And that story started in Your Communities spread and on his feed, on his blog, and then came obviously onto our website as well. And essentially the story is that tarmacers came along, and instead of doing the full job, they tarmacked around that one car that was parked on the road. And as you expect, the Daily Mail loved that story, and that went into the Daily Mail and lots of angry people. I think when I last looked at it, it was something like 192 comments. Interesting to see what the Daily Mail headline is.
Been in the mail. I think I remember chatting to you about this story and the conversation with, was it Caters?
Yeah.
Because they obviously have a contract with you or whatever the relationship is to resell the stories on. And I just thought that was a less comfortable conversation. Just because there was, you could see them trying to make a case to for them to have the rights to my photograph, because that's my picture.
Yeah.
And it's for an iPhone 3G. It's kind of blown up quite nicely on TV, so it's not a bad pick. I don't know how that happens really, because when it becomes your story, it becomes your ownership in that sense, because you've effectively, done what you would do, which is you've personalised it, which is fine. I know how it works. I know when you rang me up to turn it into a bigger story, it would be Dave Hart spotted a train. And I understood the full consequences of that phrase for the rest of my life when people refer back to the story, which is fine, because I wanted the link back to the blog, which you actually did really nicely. But then I think when it gets, then it becomes your story, and then for cases to resell and to make I thought there was. I was trying to have this discussion with the caterers about the image and about crediting the image, and you could just see they didn't want to credit the image to me or to the blog, and they just wanted to.
It's a really important point, actually, that you should be aware of as bloggers, if you're not already, that if a story goes into a newspaper, or if it say even comes into our newspaper, and it's a big story and a good story, it's likely to be picked up by a national. If it appears in a national story, in a national newspaper, you should be getting some money for it without a shadow of a doubt. How you get that money and your rights to the story is a separate issue whatsoever, and it's something that newspapers and media organisations fight over amongst themselves, and they put a lot of effort into talking to people like yourselves when you've got the story. On that one, on that photo, that's yours, your property, and if anyone ever used it, or we passed it on without your permission, then you should be getting on our case and getting on my case and saying...
I don't think it got picked up in the end.
But it's definitely something you should be aware of, because we now have our own... We used to outsource our syndication, we now have our own syndication person who, once a story's been in the paper, will go out to the nationals, we'll send it out to the nationals and say, are you interested in this, are you interested in our photo? We've got lots of procedures in place so that something that's not ours doesn't end up somewhere else, doesn't end up on the Daily Mail's website. And our syndication person will often contract people up. If a national's interested, they'll get in touch and say, look, national's interested, this is your photo. We can, I think the way we'll deal with it is we can sort this out for you, we can deal with it, we can do the negotiations, pass on your photo, send the words, our additional photos, and you will get X amount of cut of it. But it's a process that is developing all the time, and that there's a lot of people who try and make money out of it, but it's something you've got to be aware of. And it's something that I fight for quite strongly in the newsroom, that we won't sell on your stuff, well, it's because it's not ours, and I'm constantly on our news desk trying to protect your community to say we've got to treat this right. So if you ever do spot something like that you think you've been mistreated, which should never happen, please come to me and I will try and sort it out. But if a national approaches you and asks you for your photo, or any other media organisation, then you're well within your rights to ask for money as well as accreditation. Now, we're lucky for the moment that most of you will let us use your photographs for free in return for a credit in the newspaper and a link back to the website. And we've hopefully got other things that we can offer in terms of the Birmingham Mail Charity Trust. If you want our photos from a photo archive, we can offer those up to you as well. It's part of my presentation, which I was going to come to later, is basically the way that it works. I don't think you'll ever see a regional newspaper going into the future paying a blog for their content. I don't think that model is sustainable. I don't think it'll work. We simply don't have the cash to go do that, to start paying for all these things. And I think any other newspaper will make the same point. We can't pay you for your content. What we can do is offer you these other things around the side and these extra bits and pieces. The other part of going to a national, which you have to be careful of as well as bloggers, and as you're more and more becoming the source of stories which are going to national newspapers, is that the way that they may treat your story as well. You've got to remember that your local blog, your local website, it's going to be there for the duration. And you're going to have to answer to the people who read your blog next week or the week after when the nationals have disappeared. And if you sell your story or your photo to a national newspaper, unlike a regional newspaper, they will do whatever they want to do with it. And they will spin it, and they will twist it, and they will Daily Mail it, and you'll have comments from people, which most of these will probably be quite angry comments. So there's a lot of possibility that you can annoy your own readers by selling a story for what might be a quick win in terms of a couple of £100. But the effect it may have on your readers may be bigger than that, and that may come back to you. So it's just a warning, really, that we've seen it before with stories that have started as one thing and ended up as something else, so it's something to be aware of. We as a local newspaper try and respect our readers, and we get caught up on it sometimes, and people may disagree with the way we do things, but our general kind of mantra is that we'll treat our readers and the people who live in Birmingham with the respect they deserve. So that's kind of where we stand on it.
Seems like we've got obviously this sort of between us that we know that you'll credit our content and photos all the time. We don't have to worry about that right now. I don't think that's pretty much sorted. But if there was a situation where, is it not the case that because you've got that all those processes sitting there waiting, if an actual did want to take one of my photos, that actually you can act as an agent. And, you know, we just agree, you know, if a national or whoever comes along and says we want a photo, you know, there's a rate already decided that you can go ahead and sell that, so you don't have to keep protecting our images. And, you know, we just automatically get a cut, which helps us. It's another way that we can keep costing
it. It would probably need setting up by a syndication department, but if people wanted to do that, so we did use your images, I don't think we keep any of your images, as far as I know, on our archive. A certain amount of time and then they go. But if we did keep them and they were credited under your name and a national came asking for us for it, I can't see any reason why we can't act as an agent, because that's essentially what we've got now. We have one person who is an agent, they are running Birmingham. It's got a name, I'm not sure what the name of it is, I think it's called Birmingham Post and Mail Syndication Agency. And we're in competition with the likes of Caters and people like that. But if there's an interest in setting that up, where your photos are wanted by the agencies, then we can, I'm sure we can help with that. It's not the reason why the Your Communities was set up, but if there's money that can help blogs be sustainable, then more than happy to do that. The ins and outs of it and how it would work is kind of above my head, though, I'm afraid. I'm not sure it cuts the legalities of it, but I'll definitely mention it without syndication department. Is there any interest in that or not? Is that something people are interested in, or they'd rather stay away from?
I'm more concerned to deal with it on an individual basis, really. Per story, we quite often use stock pictures that have been provided by readers.
Because that's the issue, isn't it? Sometimes they're on your phone.
Yeah.
We don't claim the photos anyway. We've got them from other people.
I mean, we have a lot of original photos, but, you know, on a day-to-day basis, most of the photos we have are things that people have sent us. But we make a point of trying to get as many original photos as we can, and we do have a really good bank now of really good photos.
So I think, personally as well, whether photos are of people, you know, and if they came up to me and said, can I have that photo, I'd send them somewhere where they had to buy it, and just give it to them, because you've got a relationship with the members.
Yeah. In terms of
if it's neither or, so if it was going to a national paper,
I missed the point, I took.
I'm just thinking about
it. No, go on. I wasn't expecting this to kind
well,
of
no, so
too
say,
much.
Say
so
if the guys who are in that tug of war say, oh, I want that photo,
yeah.
I'm sending them to Birmingham to pay for it.
If you're taking a photo of, you know, someone, a kid getting their A-level results and they wanted a copy, then yeah.
That's not what we're interested in. Like, stop.
No,
stop.
I'm not saying everything would go. If we take photos of, say, for example, 10K, mm-hmm. Which I probably have got a picture of you somewhere in that. You know, I've had 200 odd photos of that, people crossing the line, finishing the 10K sort of thing. If one of those people wanted their photo, then yeah, they can have it. And I wouldn't say, I'll go to the Birmingham because they sell our photos. They could have it, but if a national wanted a photo of, you know, the Bower, God forbid, then, you know, I'd say we'd go to the Birmingham Mail, they sell our photos.
I mean, we're not interested in selling your photos, they're your photos, and if you want to belong to you, but if a national comes in for it and they want to give money away for it and they want to buy it off you, someone put it in their paper, then that's maybe something we can help with, because we're experienced with those negotiations. Mm-hmm. In terms of photo sales, I think you're completely right. It's your photo, you can give it to whoever you want to us. That should be completely free. I don't think we've got any place to be doing anything like that at all, to start charging for someone else's photos, which belong to the community, essentially. I don't think that's what we're about, and I don't think we want to be about that. Anyway, unexpectedly, that moved on to kind of the business side of things and the money side of things, which I actually haven't got a massive authority on. I can ask the question, so I'll move on.